I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing again on yet another day in our 31 days of prayer. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us and blessing us to see a brand new day. On the East Coast, it's a little chilly outside, but God, it's just a reminder to let us know that you've blessed us with the use and activity of our limbs. Our senses are working just fine, and we're grateful, God, that we're not stuck outside. We're grateful, oh God, that we have shelter over our head. We're grateful, oh God, that we have clothes on our backs. God, we want to say thank you, because everything that you allow to come into our lives remind us of just how great you are. Thank you for being such an awesome God and blessing us to rise this morning to yet see another beautiful day that you have made. Because you have made this day, Lord, I don't have to fret, nor do I have to fear, but I can rejoice and be glad in it, because my God has created this day just for me. I thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning, and I thank you for knowing everything that I need and more. And as you prepare me and as you shape me and mold me for the day ahead, God, I'm grateful that I'm in your arms and that I'm in your will. I declare right now, not my will, God, but I'm looking for your will to be done in my life as I go to work or as we go to school or as we run through our day-to-day chores. Lord, we look for you to order our footsteps and for your will to be done in each and every one of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We dare not lean upon our own understanding, because sometimes, God, we do things that don't make sense to even ourselves. Whether it comes out of our mouths or it comes out of our actions, Lord, we do things sometimes that don't even make sense to ourselves. So, Lord, we won't put you up under a microscope, Lord. We won't lean into our own understanding. But in everything that we do, we will acknowledge you. For if we're willing to acknowledge you, Lord, then we tell ourselves and we let you know that we are totally dependent upon you in my finances, in my dressing, in my thoughts, in my interactions, in my ways, in everything that I do, Lord. If I acknowledge you, Lord, then you said that you will direct my pathways. I don't want to have to worry about failing. I don't have to worry about coming up short. Give me the direction that I need that I may be successful as we begin this first day of the work week. Lord, your word tells us that there are many of the afflictions of the righteous, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But Lord, you have delivered us out of them all. No matter what may be ahead for us this week, Lord, you have already declared that we have the victory. If you deliver me, Lord, then I'm already victorious. If you make the way out of no way, then I'm already victorious. If you open up the door, if you say yes, Lord, if you make it happen, God, however you do to be God, if you do it, God, then I've already won the battle and I've already gotten the victory. So, God, with gratefulness in my heart, I rise this morning to tell you thank you because, God, I see great things ahead of us. I have not seen it, Lord. I don't know what you have in store for me tomorrow. I don't know what you've promised for me and have lined up for me on Thursday. God, I don't know what is ahead, but because my eye has not seen it, Lord, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's already done. It's already working together for my good. You already have the way of escape. You already have the thoughts that you think towards me. God, you already have the victory won because the battle don't belong to me. The battle solely belongs to you. So I'm not going to pick up any weapons that are not mine. I'm not going to pick up definitely not any of the carnal weapons. I'm going to put my flesh under subjection. I'm going to close my mouth and let you fight my battle. Lord, I'm not going to allow my frustration or my anger get the best of me, Lord. I'm not going to put my hands up and fight a physical battle when this is a spiritual warfare, God. I'm not going to allow this flesh to get any of your glory because the battle don't belong to me. The battle belongs to you. You are my God. You are my protector. You are my keeper. You are my strong tower. You are my way. You are the truth and you are the life. God, you're everything that I need and more to make it in this evil day and time. And so as I look ahead to today, and I look ahead in what is ahead of me that I know that's in my schedule. I'm grateful that I'm not going in this battle and I'm not going on this walk on my own. I'm on a daily journey, a daily quest to seek your face, a daily quest, oh God, to be pleasing to you, a daily journey and a daily quest to put a smile on your face because, Lord, you are the very reason why I'm here today. You're the reason why I move and breathe and have my very being. You are the reason why I have life. And I have a smile on my face because, God, you have been so good to me. But no way. You keep on opening up doors that are shut. God, you just keep on blessing me. When my body gets sick, Lord, you don't let my sickness be unto death. But when I find that I'm confused, Lord, if I look to you, you give me the wisdom that I need. That's all I have to do is ask. When things around me appear to be sinking sand and things around me appear to be going in chaos, I'm able to stay in a mindset of peace because if I keep my mind on you, you promised that you would keep me in perfect peace. Lord, you just keep on blessing me over and over again. And so with joy in my heart, with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I rise this morning to tell you thank you for yet another day that you have made. Thank you for your word yesterday when you promised us and reminded us that all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. You said in your word that if we seek you, we shall find you. And then if we knock on the door will be open unto us. Lord, we ask that you would come the more and have your way in our lives on this day. You simply told us to ask. And your word tells us in other scriptures that if we ask anything in your name, we shall have it. We don't want to ask anything amiss. So Holy Spirit, oh God, guide our thoughts and guide our prayers and guide our requests that they may be in line with the perfect will of God for each and every one of our lives. Lord, I don't want to ask for anything that I don't need to have. Lord, I don't want anything, God, that won't be pleasing in your sight. Lord, I don't want anything to come into my life to cause a separation between me and thee. You are the most important thing that I have in my life. You're the most important thing that I need to focus on in my life. God, you are everything that I need, and I don't want anything that will mess up our relationship and that will cause a disconnect between me and thee. So, God, in your name, God, I pray that your will might be done in my life. God, only allow me to receive or obtain those things, oh, God, that will build me up. Only allow me to chase after those things, God, that will bring you glory and that will bring you honor. Lord, God, only allow me to go after those things that are pleasing to you. I want you to order my footsteps. I want you to control my life. I surrender to you right now, Lord. Come to more and have your way. That's my request this morning, God, that you would be mindful of me, God, that you would keep me on your mind, God, that you will walk with me and talk with me and abide with me and breathe on me, God, and allow your light to shine on me and in me and through me, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said to ask. And when we ask, oh, God, and not ask amiss, oh, God, we can have those petitions that we make to you. Thank you for being a prayer-answering God. And as we put our petitions before you on this day, Lord, we don't just look for petitions on for ourselves, Lord, but I ask that you would be a blessing to my family. Lord, I ask that you would be a blessing to those that have taken time out this morning to join in on our prayer call. Lord, I thank you, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will allow this prayer call to grow in the mighty name of Jesus during these 31 days of prayer. Lord, prayer, oh God, is something that we as believers should use as a tool. That's one of those weapons that are not carnal. But our prayer, oh God, is a mighty thing that pulls down strongholds. God, prayer changes things. So, Lord, I hope and pray, God, my request is that those that are joining us in on our phone call, on our prayer call, Lord, that you would grow them in their prayer lives, God, that they would grow more intimate with you, that they would draw nigh unto thee, because you said when we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us. And, Lord, that's what we need and more. God, there's no other place that we can receive the nutrients that we need. Lord, there's no other place we can turn to get the wisdom and instruction that we need. Lord, there's no one else that we can turn to, God, to get the guidance that we need to be victorious every single day of our lives. God, you have victory set before me. Lord, you have open doors set for me. And the only way that I can get to the right door, the only way I can win the battle that don't belong to me, the only way that I can live and not die is that you are in control of my life, and you be in control of my ways, and you lead and guide and direct me as I take life's journey day by day. Thank you for being such a God that I always can call and ask. And I know, God, that as long as I'm in your will, the things that I ask for, that they shall come to pass. So, Lord, bind everything that's unlike you. We ask that you would cast the devil out of the minds of your people. Cast him out of the will and cast him out of the way. Lord, it's our desire that you would get the glory out of our lives on this day. You said, ask and you shall receive. Lord, we look for wisdom today. Lord, we need your guidance today. Lord, we need you to walk with us and talk with us and to lead and to guide and direct us today. Don't let me go in this journey on my own, but order my footsteps even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I ask, oh God, that you would order each and every one of our footsteps so that the enemy may not trip us up, so that we may not fall into any trap or snare, that we may not be distracted, God, and that we may be about our Father's business. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would have your way in each and every one of our lives and take us into our season of victory. Oh God, move us further in God into our time of breakthrough, and God, be pleased with us on this day. We're in the time of seeking. This week, oh God, Lady Yo has laid out an outline for us to seek after your will, that your will might be done in our lives and in the lives of others that we connect with and then lives of those that we tap into. Lord, I speak life over everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I bind the spirit of lack. I bind the spirit of confusion. Lord, I bind everything that's unlike you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't speak, oh God, prosperity, but Lord, I speak that our souls will prosper, God, even as we prosper in our physical lives, that you would prosper and be in good health even as our souls does prosper. Touch us, Lord, today. Lead us, oh God, today. Guide us, oh Lord, today. Have your way in our lives. Oh, God, get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory out of our actions. Get the glory out of our interaction and in our conversations. Lord, we ask that you would get the glory out of our lives. And if you do this, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Our hearts and our minds are focused on you. I just got to ask today. Tomorrow we'll go into seeking and knocking. But I thank you, God, because our prayers avail as much. I know that my prayers didn't just hit the ceiling of this car, and our prayers didn't hit the ceiling of our homes. But, Lord, you've heard our prayers, and you'll give us our petitions. So we'll walk by faith, Lord, today and not by sight, knowing that the battle don't belong to us, that the battle is all it belongs to you, and the victory is already ours. Thank you, God, for victory today. Thank you for making a way out of no way today. Thank you for showing us your glory on this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.